Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the U Up Podcast. This is Jared Freed. I am here with Jordana Abraham. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited for week two. Week one was so much fun.
We got a lot of stuff out there. We're talking modern dating. We're talking how to not die alone. We're talking apps and all the shit you can't go to your parents for advice about. You come right here to the U Up Podcast.
Exactly. You can't go to your guy friends either because they want to sleep with you, so they're not going to give you accurate information.
Let Papa JT be your guy friend. J Train, right here. Jared Freed, I'll be your guy friend, and let Jordana be your girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm someone that you can tell things to and not be disgusted at the real male thoughts that you have. So if you're a guy listener or girl listener and you want to ask us a question, email us at uup@betches.com. That's uup@betches.com. And we will answer all of your dating questions.
Also, we're doing this every week. It's going to come out every Thursday. So we're doing every Thursday. It's coming out. You got to get subscribed. Go subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, wherever you do your podcast thing. Or if you're new to podcasts, here we are. This is it. This is your entree in. Get involved right now and subscribe because it comes right to your phone right away. Today, kind of the menu for today, we're going to talk bios. Last week we did a lot about bios and pictures, but it was more like writing your own bio. This week we're talking
about like being how vulnerable or how much you should put yourself out there on a dating app. And I wanted to kind of highlight Hinge, which is more of a relationship app, I would say, than like the other swiping ones, has this feature on it where they prompt you with questions and you can answer the questions. So it's like a little less intense than like writing a whole bio.
I like those because I've been on Hinge. I've been on the swiping ones. I've been on all of them. And I like the Hinge prompts because it's you have no excuse for being, you know, for writing the bio where it's like bad at writing bios.
Exactly.
You can't write that. If you exit out at a prompt, if you're like not doing this, sometimes girls will just write a letter just so that they have something written and they don't have to write anything at all. How much are you trying
here? What do you mean like a letter? Like
they'll just put like XO.
Oh, okay.
Just so that they don't have to answer the questions.
Right.
Because it makes you answer these questions. So if they just put gibberish there, they figure I'm on the app, come find me. And it's like, how much effort are you really putting into this whole thing?
Right. I think the cool thing about like the Hinge prompts is that it takes, so like, I mean, our parents' generation, they're like on like Match.com or like JD or those online things. And you have to like write a whole about me.
Yeah. Right? This is one sentence you're out.
Exactly. This is one sentence. You reveal like a little bit about yourself, but you don't have to like describe yourself in one paragraph, which seems very unnatural anyway.
We talked about this last episode, but like the more you put there, the more we're like, you have to find a balance between putting nothing and putting a resume that looks like you're on monster.com.
Exactly.
You know, it's got to be something that's in between. I mean, I'll be the vulnerable one. I'll read one of my Hinge prompts.
Okay. Let's hear it.
This is one of mine. It says what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Okay.
So I wrote full of fried food.
Okay, that's clever.
This is clever. Yes. This is what I'm saying. I'm putting myself out there. Whether you think, oh, that's horrible or that's stupid, that tells you everything you need to know about me.
Right. Like, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like it opens it up. You're opening yourself up to being judged a little bit by your answer. But you know what? It's like if someone doesn't like your answer, they're not going to be a good match for you. So
doesn't
like
the answer. Or if they, but what happens is you can like these certain answers. So I had someone like that answer.
Oh yeah. That's another cool thing is that you can like, you don't have to like a picture and be creepy. You can like an answer.
Yes. Yeah. And this girl, and I'm going to give an example. Like, I just think like we have to be positive on these things. Mm-hmm. If you're on a dating app, you're the loser. You're stop being above the atmosphere that you're in, because a lot of guys and girls do, a lot of girls do this to me where they're cooler than the answer. Don't respond to that answer. You don't have to. You can respond to a picture. You cannot respond to me at all. But being negative is going to get you nowhere. That doesn't like...
Yeah, like this, in response to your answer?
This girl wrote back to the full of fried food. I wrote when I wanted what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote full of fried food. So she liked that, then wrote, nah, pizza.
Isn't pizza like, as in like that's better than fried food?
I guess so.
Okay.
Okay, where do we go from there?
She probably thought she's being like flirty.
Of course.
Right.
But she's not. Okay. She's not. She's
what would being... be a, what would be a flirty response to that? Like...
Oh, just even writing right. me too. Just even the little, like, just the acknowledgement that you enjoyed that answer to that question is really all a guy needs.
Right.
You come positivity. In, if your first answer is no, you're already wrong. It's not flirty because there's nowhere for me to go with nah pizza.
Right.
Where do I go? Because I wrote, and then I wrote back.
You respond, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch. That's what I wrote. No, I wrote, well, she wrote, nah pizza. Okay. So what do I write back to that's even fun for that? I guess I like pizza too. You know, like, I don't right. know how to, like, you're leaving, you're putting up a wall if you write no first. Your first right. answer should be, oh, yeah, and oh, and, yes, yes, and. We went over this last time with improv right. class.
Not no, but.
No, nah, pizza. Imagine speaking to that person in a room.
She probably thought she was being quote unquote vulnerable.
This podcast exists.
Right, quote unquote vulnerable by like making a comment with her like.
Well, she's not being vulnerable. She's being above the answer.
Right, because she's like, it's like negging you.
It's negging me. Why not just write what type of fried food? Why not, you know, if this is where you dive in with me, nah pizza. So now
it's already,
I gotta be,
it's already starting.
Now, yeah,
you're
now,
already being difficult.
Now already being difficult. Now what's my answer to that? That sounds even remotely cool or fun. If I write back to her, well, where's your favorite pizza place? Now I'm like on the written out answers things. We haven't gone anywhere. All I can write is, oh, cool. Like
right.
So what I ended up writing is, we can all have our own dreams.
That's good. Yeah. Keeping it light. Right.
Now we're ready for her response
ready.
To that?
Okay.
Okay, because we're... Listen, people.
We're keeping it real.
We're keeping it real. Jared's going straight to his Hinge convo for you.
Let's hear it.
You're welks. I wrote full of fried food. She wrote, nah, pizza. And then I wrote, we can all have our own dreams. I'm keeping her alive. I threw her a floaty. Because at that point, I could have been a dick, or I went with the, you know, Finland.
Right, you're not being contentious.
No. That's a fact, but mine's a better one, so.
Okay, yeah.
Where are we going? Right. I just gave you the out.
Right. She's probably trying, like, I can envisioning, like,
I know
what's going on in her head. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm being, like, a little, like, I'm putting up, like, a little flirty banter, and I'm like, you know, I'm showing that I'm sharp.
I get it, but there's a lot more of you on this app.
Right.
So who do I want to talk to? The one that I'm like... Where do I gotta fucking go with this? Or the one that's easy and fun to talk to.
Right.
You know, so I, and but no, I'm bringing this up.
Especially in the beginning, right.
And especially in the beginning. And I'm bringing this up only because what you're saying, a lot of girls think this is the way to go.
Right. No, I agree. I think a lot of the girls are like, oh, like, I'm just gonna be like cool girl who's like.
But there's no tone on this. There's no way for me to see you smile.
Right.
All I'm seeing is, nah, pizza. That's a fact, but mine's a better one. So then I write back. I'm not sure where we can go from here. Maybe we're too different to ever make it. Because now I'm like playing dead.
Fair. Okay.
I'm dead. You
that's
win.
That's clever. Okay.
You win. Yeah. She writes, I don't know. Maybe we can find some common ground. Do you like tacos? Now we're talking about tacos? We should be out of the food conversation.
She's not pivoting.
She's not pivoting. And this is the thing with a lot of dating apps is where... And a lot of guys complain. And
Would you rather have said, "Do you like tacos?" Instead, would you rather have said, "Where do you live in this? Where do you live in the city?"
I'd rather us be out of we disgusting food land.
Okay.
I'd rather be out of we're both good looking people who eat disgusting food, so we're admitting that we're that we're like normal, but we're not normal.
Right.
Convo than be in this forever.
That's fair.
Because do you like tacos? And then I wrote, like, what do I say to that? Yeah, of course I like tacos. What are you fucking talking about? When do you blow me?
That's the next response.
That was my next response.
That leads to the date.
Well, my next response, and so I wrote, tacos are good. Like, now I'm in this ridiculous conversation. And then I just wrote, are we okay now? Can we move on?
Yeah, then you get down this, like, black hole of sarcasm and, totally. Like, this awkward texting thing where it's, like, it doesn't, like, leave any room for... And then eventually someone has to break and just be, like, do you want to, like, get together or, like, something like that?
Someone has to break. Someone has to ask where in the city do you live. Someone right. has to make this more boring where it could have been more fun. Where right. So with a lot of these prompts, the response to them should be open-ended enough to invite more talk. And like we can go through a couple of them. Like I've seen some great ones when I'm on this app, and a lot of women, you know, one girl wrote, like the one I like a lot is like how my parents met.
Oh, you like that one?
I just like that because like girls like that story from their parents. I like to see how much they like to tell it.
I mean, my parents are divorced, so like I don't tell that one.
Yeah, that's a tough one for you to tell.
It's like a. I don't know if it's tough to tell. It's just like kind of like a weird, it's like a, it's well, weird come, to tell like a positive story about your parents who like didn't end up together. As,
it comes with a sad ending.
Right.
You know, it's not like we talk about black holes. Like if I.
Exactly. Like you don't want to, I don't want you to like, how long are your parents married? They haven't been married for, 20 years.
They hate each other. Exactly. One murdered the other. It's over. Exactly. And it's like, whoa. Well,
keeping it positive. It's tough.
Do you like tacos?
Yeah. But otherwise I would really, I think if there was a cute story and you had like, married parents.
Two truths and a lie. Like, I mean, I've made fun of this when someone asks me this. That's mm-hmm. the difference between, like, the swiping apps where, like, well, they'll be like, two truths and a lie. And I'm like, what are we doing here? You know, right. I'm not here to play games. Let play this fucking game of two truths and a lie. But when the app asks you, at least it's already written out on there. At least we're in the reality that this app has created. Right. Like, I wrote something about how I make eggs. This is how I make eggs. Which ingredient do I not is the lie?
Okay.
So like was you that, get...
Right, it's light.
It's light. It's right. something. It talks about that I cook.
Do you have the same one you use every time?
Yeah. Well, they come up. It's always the same.
Oh, it's right. Okay.
It's on the
right.
profile.
Oh, like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, oh, I'm right. I was thinking like in previous, like if you're asked randomly, but you have ones preset.
Yeah, they're already preset. So you have like three that are right. already up there. Like go to karaoke song. That's always a good one if you can, like, write back. Like,
yeah,
the thing with these prompts is to write back to someone's prompt with something about yourself that's not even just clever. I don't think we have to be as clever as we think we have to be with writing on these apps. I think we just have to be as interested, more interested than clever. So it's like you look at someone's app. If you see that they wrote a certain karaoke song and you took the time to Google the lyrics so you could write back the lyric to them – okay.
Right. There's you're being a little vulnerable
you're
there too.
Vulnerable. Yeah, it's nice. You're putting yourself out there. Which ones do you like?
Which ones did I? I liked, I like the vacation spot one just because that also leaves you something to talk about.
We get Tulum. We all know where we're going. Everyone's going to Tulum.
Yeah, it's a little basic, but let me think.
One time I wrote back to a girl about her vacation spot and I didn't know where it was. And I like had never heard of it. And I was like, where is this? I've never even heard of it. And they were like, oh, come on, really? And I'm like, sorry, right. I'm just asking you a question.
What are you, poor?
Yeah, you don't know about Icelandic culture.
Right. Yeah, it's absurd. These are good also because it takes, I think the worst thing about dating apps for anyone who's been on them is the thing where you have the same conversation just like 50 times and it just becomes like this like very boring clockwork situation where like no one really cares about any of that information because they don't really know these people.
If I'm a girl, hard rights, I said it last time, say something weird. Just say something weird and be fun and weird. Don't be negative and weird. Fun and weird.
Fun
that's
and weird.
Like, because with, you know, you just want to see, and especially I think what we get caught up on with these apps is that you match with someone and it feels like you've met and you've already like gotten ahead of yourself. You're like, this person has the qualities on the app that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like attached to the thought of them being
this kind of person.
This kind of person. And then the minute that they don't get back with like a plan, you're like, well, what's going on?
Right.
What's happening?
And it sets you up for.
Sets you up. I
think that expectations are like a big thing in relationships, if being
you,
let down.
Totally. If you met someone, we have to start thinking of these apps as like the equivalent to meeting someone in a bar.
Right. We said that last time where it's like, you know, act as if you would be.
If you met a guy in a bar and he took your number, you would text and they maybe make another date. But maybe he would also text you late night and say, hey, let's get together. You know, that you know, you right. can't just expect because it's an app guy that he's going to be a better person than the bar guy.
Well, I think that, like, there's different kinds of apps. And so, like, I think that also, like, that what the person's showing you, how much effort they're even putting on. And it's easy. Apps are, it's funny, like, effort on apps is, like, an interesting concept because, like,
yeah,
you know, effort texting on a on an app is much easier, obviously, than, like, in real life.
Well, here's a question. Do you guys DM you?
Like on what?
Instagram.
No.
Never.
Not really, no.
I am finding that girls are now DMing more than they ever have. Okay. For whatever reason, DM is in.
Yeah, I think I've heard that. Maybe
from
I'm
girls.
Just I'm out of the DM loop. I've never DM'd anyone, but like I also like I feel like I'm also not part of the like dick pic culture.
But that's so, the thing. This is what happened.
Maybe it's different.
Well, this is what happened with Snapchat. It's the same thing that happened with what's going on with Instagram right now. And this is what people in relationships keep saying.
Okay.
They everyone used to think that Snapchat was a dick pic app.
Right. In the beginning.
In the beginning,
like,
it was.
Right.
And same with Instagram. The DM was a dick pic thing.
Right.
And I'm sure for our listeners, someone's getting a dick pic right now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they're looking
it's happening
at it right
still.
Now. Yeah, for sure.
But what's happening more often than not is people messaging saying, hey, thought you were cute. What's going on? And I'm receiving some of these, and what's going on and kind of getting me annoyed is that girls will be like, well, I'll write back, thank you. How you been? I'll go through their pictures or I'll go through their thing. I'll be like, oh, they're cute too, whatever. And they'll go, so when do we get drinks? And I'm like, I can't do –
You don't want to just cut all the shit and just go meet them?
You DM me.
Right.
You know, like, why can't this I don't know. You came out of nowhere and now it's when do we get drinks? Now when do I buy you a bunch of shit?
I kind of like that. I feel like it cuts the shit.
I hear you. And
it's like,
does cut a lot
it's
of
like,
shit.
It's like why find out a bunch of like meaningless information about like who we are? Let's just like meet and like it'll be like 20 minutes and then it'll either hit it off or it'll be like over.
How many nights a week can I drink? Is really the question.
I don't know,
how
I
many
feel like
nights
a, lot
a week? No, I can't. I gotta get my control of my life.
Have you ever gone on coffee? On coffee
I've done
date?
Coffee dates. Yeah. I tend to think that coffee dates mean that they're someone else. Like if a guy is pushing for a coffee date, that means he has a definite hookup he can do that night or the option of hooking
I'm
up.
I'm saying you don't want to drink, you could do a coffee date.
I know, and I do it, but it's a long day for me. This is the thing.
Right.
And it's like, girls never think that guys are too exhausted to fuck. And sometimes
is that a real thing? That's
yes,
a real thing.
Yes, girls get so offended. If you ever turn them down, it's like, well, you might not be into me. No, maybe I'm a human who gets tired too.
Yeah.
And girls, like, if I cancel three times.
Yeah,
I
mean, that never crosses anyone's mind. There's like, what? He's like, oh my God, I've gained 5 pounds, haven't
I? It's me. He has another girl. What about I just want to sit on my couch and stare? Like, what about that reality?
I mean, you of all, I feel like you're the number one proponent of all guys. Guys are like disgusting animals, and we all just want to have sex all the time.
No. We're disgusting animals when we're up to be the animal. You bear hibernates too.
Okay.
Bear's got to take a nap.
I'm just saying, I feel like I'm getting mixed messages from you because part of you is like, girls have to realize that guys just like have one thing on their brain. But then
no.
It's like, but also, if we don't want to have sex, not personal.
More when I'm talking, I think that's more when it comes to effort.
Okay.
Like when a girl like receives effort in a certain way, I'm like, okay, well, you have to think of the reality of this animal within him. And then you also have to think of the reality of like what's real effort versus fake effort. You know, and we get a lot of questions. We're going to go through questions today where it's like, what's this guy thinking? Okay, when he's doing things, I can tell you what he's thinking. It's probably an animalistic tendency. Mm-hmm. But we also have to give these people like the benefit of the doubt of like, yeah, maybe he just wants to sleep in his own bed. If you want to do something... If on Sunday night you want to sleep in your own bed, maybe the guy does too.
Is there a personal story come along with this one?
I had a girl that wanted me to come back with her recently. We were out and she's like, come over. And I'm like, okay, well, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Let's cut the shit. She said, I'm a little hairy down low. She goes, I'm going to be honest. I'm not.
She hasn't maintained herself.
Hasn't maintained. Right, okay. Which, I'll tell you this right now, ladies, not as big a deal as you think it is.
Okay, so you wouldn't care.
Bush is back. Okay?
Okay.
For men, Bush
is
back. It's a thing.
For everyone?
I'm just saying.
For you?
I'm ahead of these sexual trends, usually. Bush is back. Is that, it's on the comeback.
It's the 70s again?
It's a, you know why?
Is underarm hair back too?
No. Let's not get crazy here. Maybe at the Women's March you can find a guy. But here's what I'm saying. Bush is back because what it says is that what it says to a guy is that a woman is thinking about her vagina. Now everyone waxes.
Right.
Every prude laser. Anyone who's anyone is lasering or getting rid of their hair. Mm-hmm. But the girl who keeps it, you're like, oh, she's made a conscious decision to be in this pubic game. I was with
You're into that.
I was with a girl recently. Had the bush going.
Okay.
I've never been more into it. I've never felt more like a man.
Really?
Like a caveman capturing cave woman.
Trying to navigate?
No, it was beautiful. It was perfect.
Like a well-kept situation?
No, loved it. And guys just want different.
Maybe you're ahead of the trends. I haven't heard that in my circles, but maybe all the guys are thinking it and they...
I'm telling you, guys are into it.
All right.
It's making a comeback.
Let's see what the listeners think. Do you guys agree?
Cyclical, okay? There's a reason there's a baby you know that has an old woman's name. All the names come back. So does Bush.
So when was it? When it was out? It went out what in like the 2000s, and then it took like 17 years
now
off.
It's back.
And now it's back.
Yeah, the all 90s. Right. Well, but this girl was like, "I'm not shaved," and I was like, "Well, okay, if that's the case, I'm going to go home." And she's like, "You don't want to come over?" I'm like, "No, I want to sleep in my bed."
Right, but like, why didn't you just say I'm into that? That's fine.
I did, but
right.
Because of what you're saying, the word isn't out. No
right.
one believes
okay.
it.
You're the only one who knows.
I'm the only one
right.
saying it. Right. I'm you know, the guy that, you know, the
well,
town
you heard
crier.
It here first.
Pubes, my people. Pubes! Bring them back!
I don't agree, but I think
that... But you're not the... What do you think on a guy? Do you like...
No. No one, no girl likes that. I mean, okay,
nothing.
Not nothing.
Like,
not nothing,
okay,
but like...
You just...
Definitely
say,
not like
a,
just...
Because it looks like a cat, like a hairless cat.
The penis is like ugly enough as it is. It doesn't need any more help with like a scary amount of hair.
Let's talk about penis for a second.
Okay.
If that's okay.
That's fine.
Now, there's this whole thing about penis now that I've just started to learn that there's good penis and bad penis.
Okay.
Where big and small... Of course, but now big, good and bad. Like, there are ugly penis out there.
Here's the thing about, like, the genitalia being, like, pretty or ugly or whatever. Mm. I mean, like, I don't think anyone's, like, really looking at it the same way they would look at any other of your body parts. Because it's, like, it's kind of usually kind of dark when you're down
yeah.
there. It's, like, no one's really, like, inspecting it, really. Like, you're not a doctor. And so I've never really seen one that I think was, like, I would have thought was, like, ugly. There's definitely like small and large, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I've small and large is like the is like what you hear about as a guy, mm-hmm. but I had never heard about like the good versus bad.
I think with girls that they're much more mental than men are. It's much less about what it looks like and much more about like if you like them, you'll like the penis.
See, my sexual experiences, my best sexual experiences have always come when like we're so comfortable that mm-hmm. like my penis is just played with as if it was like silly putty.
Right.
Like, it's just like,
and that's because she likes
it. Yeah.
Right. That's not because she just thinks your penis is the prettiest penis she's ever seen. It's just because it's
prettiest
like,
penis. That's a weird, that's right, a term that would make me go soft.
Sorry, not prettiest.
handsome
best,
penis.
Most handsome.
A handsome
best,
penis.
Yeah.
I don't know. I. But back to this girl. This girl wanted me to mm-hmm. come. And I was like, I want to go home and sleep. I don't want to come up. Like, and then she was like hinting at a blowjob. And I was like, can't you just okay. let me be? I was like, kind of like doing the blowjob math of like, do I want
to feel
like,
sexually assaulted a little bit?
You know what? I was able to say no.
You said no. Okay.
And I went home and, you know, but to her, I'm saying like with girls, a lot of times like that turn down is not about the bed. It's about her. And like, you know, to
so
me.
So it is about you or her.
It was about my bed. It was about that I wanted to be in my own bed.
Okay.
And not in this.
What if she went back with you?
Even still.
You want to be alone?
Get the fuck out of my face.
Okay.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do some emails.
Let's do an email, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you could send in anything you'd like, uup@betches.com, uup@betches.com. Next week, we'll do some more male emails, but we got some lady emails that we're going to get into. And anything you want answered, uup@betches.com. Also, subscribe. Make sure to subscribe. That's how we pay the bills here. Your exactly. Subscriptions. So get involved. We think this could be the best dating podcast on the internet right now.
Yeah, it already is.
Already done.
With Jordana's
enthusiasm, we'll get there.
You know, it's the excited voice I have. Okay, dear You Up hosts. So here's my question. I'm newly single, again, LOL. And started doing some volunteering.
Can girls stop doing that?
The LOL thing?
It's no, like, not the LOL, but like, I'm single.
Girls like are Debbie Downer.
So hard on themselves at every turn. Have you ever seen two girls say hello to each other? It's like a competition and see who could like talk enough shit about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, hell, you look amazing. No, I look horrible. I haven't washed my hair in 3 weeks. Oh, I haven't shaved my bush in 6 weeks. Oh, my parents hate me.
I don't think we do that one. But
you go down the...
Yeah, you do. We do. We definitely... I think that it's like part of the female culture to just kind of be like... You know, it's almost like rude to like be too... You don't want to be like thought of as like too into yourself.
Uppity.
Right. Or like... braggy. So it's something you have to like take yourself down a notch. It's kind of a girl thing. It's kind of fucked up. We should work on that.
But it's just that hello, initial hello. You look amazing. No, you look amazing.
Right.
No, I look like shit. No, I look like shit.
Because you know what would happen if a girl was like, yeah, thanks. Like, I've
been having a good couple weeks.
I'm really hot. I feel like I'm really hot right now. Like, she would get so much shit talked about her. She'd be like, oh, and like, Jenny thinks she's hot shit.
But then it's like, why not? Let her be cool. Like, like this girl writing in single again.
Have you ever seen...
What guy wants to date that?
Have you ever seen an episode of Real Housewives that's just like, anytime anyone's like the tiniest bit confident, they just get torn down immediately.
Oh my God.
You got to do it before someone else does.
Yeah, then it makes it... Then it's like, oh, men are too confident. Nothing worse than a mediocre guy being confident. Well, maybe you should learn something from that.
Yeah, it's tough being a woman. But more on that later.
Single again. Oh, goes and cries and dies.
I'm newly single again, LOL, and started doing some volunteering to fill my time. You know what? I have just on that note, when I was... I'm in a relationship now, but when I was single, I thought about the volunteering thing. I went to an initial meeting, like the pre-volunteering meeting, and then I never went back because like I started dating someone. It's just funny the things that girls do when they're like single. They're like, oh, I'm gonna be a better person. I'm gonna volunteer, or I'm gonna get a dog. Those are one of two things. They're like, I'm gonna start like doing better shit for the world, or I'm gonna get a dog.
Neither
of those things are genuine, though.
Ever thought that? Yeah. Whenever I see a single girl with a dog, it's a scary moment.
Because you know that dog is like her fill-in.
Yeah, that's right. She bought a boyfriend. She bought a boyfriend who will never disagree with her and always kiss her when she's down. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck doing better than that dog, guys.
Yeah, I have a friend who was single for 2 weeks. She broke up with her boyfriend. She was single for 2 weeks. She got a, she like signed up. She put a deposit down for this, for a dog.
Okay.
And then she like met someone else like 2 weeks later. And then she was like, shit, I really don't want this dog. Like,
later, Scruffy.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was that a rescue. Was a, now, was it's, a now it's a murder.
Thing, whatever. Sorry.
Anyway. Yeah, the whole dog thing, I mean, especially you see it in like major cities where it's like, it's also a very big rich girl thing to do.
For sure. Like, I mean, like, dogs aren't cheap.
Dogs yeah. are not cheap. And you're like, okay, how are... I every guy that you meet is doing the math on the funds to take care of your life. As unfair really? As that is, yes. Because we're seeing like how you live, how you like how you take care of your things.
What
like
if
what
you
kind
buy
of things?
Your own shit, though?
Good for you. We hope. That's an added bonus. But I'm just saying the way guys are brought up, where it's like, you know, just like the girls maybe brought up to like not be as confident in that hello. A guy's brought up to think you have to be a provider. This is what gets you, you know,
right.
makes you attractive. And those are normal things.
Yeah.
So there is that math that you do with a girl. Where you're like, she's got those things. She's used to this thing. Okay.
Would you prefer like a homeless girl? She's very low maintenance.
It's not the idea of preference. It's just the idea of like, this is what I'm getting into.
Right.
Sometimes you get into things that you know that you can't keep up with.
That's very interesting.
Okay.
But more so on this girl. Look so at this, she's volunteering.
This loser who's helping society.
Single again. Lucky me, I got put into a volunteer group with this hot guy who's our team lead. The volunteering is basically a mentorship program for kids, but the events are spread throughout the year, so I'll only get to see him 4 more times between now and May, and the next time is 2 months from now. He's been volunteering with the program for 4 years, so he's got to be somewhat decent, right? And after some preliminary social media stalking, I confirm that he has a great job and doesn't appear to have a girlfriend. The good thing is that since he's our team lead, he has to communicate with everyone in our group, so I have his number and can make excuses to text him questions about mentoring my kid. How the hell do I flirt with him or make a move without making it awkward if he's not interested? Since he's our team lead, I feel like he's kind of has to be professional, and he hasn't been flirty with me. He did, however, add me on LinkedIn, but maybe I'm reading too much into that.
Yes, you are.
I also caught him staring at me a few times in the last time we were volunteering. But again, maybe I'm just reading too much into it. What are some ways that I can subtly let him know that I'm interested? It needs to be subtle enough so he doesn't take the bait. So if he doesn't take the bait, I can just back off and act like it was innocent. Please help. Sincerely, I can't remember how to be single and flirt.
Okay. This is so kind of going back to what we just spoke about with the guys do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Here's like... there's a piece of me that's like, why the fuck? And like if you're listening right now and you're like, Jared, you're cynical, you're an asshole, you're consider me the most honest person you've ever fucking met. Okay. Why is this guy volunteering?
Maybe he's like a good fucking person.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah. How many good people do you know in this day and age? I'm just saying, for him to volunteer for 4 years, what's he getting out of this? And yeah, maybe he's just a good person is an answer. But
you don't think so?
I think this helps his resume. I think you either do things to fuck or make money. And I think this is in the category
my
of
Mother
make
Teresa.
Money.
She definitely.
Dude, that's why there's
either.
Only one person you can think of. That's why there's one. There's Gandhi, Mother Teresa. You know, there's yeah. that Indian
it's
chick that got shot.
It's the only people in it not to have sex and make money.
Yeah, it's yeah. very... I'm just saying that like human basic human instinct is survival.
Okay.
Eat, fuck... you know, take care of your family.
Okay.
And so like for this guy where he's 4 years in and friending you on LinkedIn, this feels like this is, you know, the LinkedIn thing makes me think that he does this for networking of some sort.
Okay.
This helps him in his business as well. I don't think this is just him. Like, just like you said, girls go start volunteering when they're single only when they need it.
Right.
They need to because it's they feel
them,
lonely.
Right.
It's yeah. for them.
Right.
So there's no such thing as a selfless deed.
It's like
this is
friends,
a friend's episode.
The friend's episode, right?
Yeah.
With the letting the bee sting her.
Sure.
She thought that was
yeah, yeah. This
right?
was a Phoebe
yeah.
story.
Right.
So and I that's a cynical way to look at the world, but let's you can either live in reality or you can live in your fake, you know, Wonderland cloud of a world. So to me,
so if you volunteer, don't slide into Jared's DMs.
I'll take anything you want.
Doesn't want any of that shit.
All you volunteer as long as you don't shave your pussy. So but my point to this girl is he doesn't want to ruin something he's worked for years to create for his resume. Guys will choose their job over the woman if they don't see the relationship working out, which is not something they're going to be looking ahead towards. So if I were her, I would text him for low pressure hangouts to see if this could work out. So like if I were her, I would go out with my friends and like we all do day hangs. If you're in your 20s, you're doing like a day thing. Right. You're doing a holiday friends thing. You're doing whatever it is that gets him away from the thing that he feels he might fuck up by fucking you is what you have to do.
Right. I think the thing, I mean, like what it sounds, I think what's, that's going to be the biggest hurdle is sort of first getting into like a casual conversation because it sounds like most of their interactions are like a little...
The text like
about the
it's about the thing, right. The thing. So
you can't out of nowhere be like, oh, and I'm hanging out with my friends, like,
right? Well, no, it's not out of nowhere if it's a planned event. So like if you're like, hey, my friends and I are doing this big thing, they're bringing friends, I'm bringing friends, we want it to be a big group because it's gonna be fun.
Okay,
so if you said like, okay, we're having a Christmaka party, whatever these things that people do, okay, or we're doing a holiday shindig. My friends are bringing friends. I'm bringing friends. Would love for you to come if you want to bring anybody.
Okay.
And then you offer him to bring people. So at least he knows this is a shindig that involves like perimeter friends.
Right.
So he can feel comfortable.
That's a good segue into like hanging out semi alone.
Yes. Right. And at least
if he says no, it's like not like you like asked him on a date.
But it's absolutely. At least it absolves you from the like flirting at the place of business, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because for him, it seems like he takes it very seriously and he's not going to just be like goofing off for some girl because he's eyes on the prize trying to get something out of this volunteering thing.
Right. And I think the best way to keep anything casual or like when you're to not put yourself out there that much if you're trying to ask someone to do something is to invite someone to something that you're doing anyway.
Totally.
So it's not like, oh, like, do you want to come to this thing with me? Instead, it's like, I'm going to this thing. Like, do you want to come?
It takes a village to bone. So
everyone's got to do their part.
Yes, surround yourself with the village. You've got friends. If he can get along with your friends, and then you're talking with him, and then you guys go from... And then my other piece of advice, here's how you know if he's like down. Invite him to the initial party. Do you travel? Make one additional stop from the initial party if things are going well.
What do you mean?
So let's say you guys are like hanging out, having a good conversation at this party that you invited him to. Then you say, hey, we're going to be going to another bar. Do you want to come with us? If people travel with you, that's an act of faith. That's an act of like trust. So try and go from this party to a bar. If he's out, he's out.
It's not that intimate.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed. And get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's move on to the next theme.
All right, do you want to read the next one?
Sure. Dear You Up hosts, here's my question, trying to be detailed but not too long. I have been dating my boyfriend for almost 3 years. We're in our mid to late 20s, living together for about a year and seriously discussing marriage. We love spending time together. He makes me laugh. The sex is good. We have similar values, etc. All sounds good to everyone here, right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Here's the problem. When we first met, he had been out of town working in LA for a month and was back for a week in our city. We met at a bar through mutual friends, made out, exchanged numbers, and the next day he went to LA for a week to finish up a work project. When he came back, we started hanging out, and a few weeks later, we were officially dating. Early on in us dating, he told me he hadn't hooked up with anyone else after we met, before we started officially dating, and neither had I, so we counted the night that we met as our anniversary. Okay. we're into semantics at this point, because it's like... I haven't read the rest of this.
It's important to girls.
I understand, right. But like, here, you know, you ever watch a woman who's been married 20 years look at a girl who says that they're on their third anniversary, but they've been married 1 year?
Right.
So like, if a woman's been married, this is when it changed.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So I'm saying like, when you say to a man, a woman, how long have you been married? The woman goes 20 years. I mean, I go on stage and when I host, I'll be like, if I see an older couple, I'll say, how long have you been married? The woman will go 20 years and everyone will go, woo, and cheer for them.
Okay.
Then I'll look at a younger couple. Hey, how long you guys been together? Well, 3 years, but married, 3 years. Or I go, oh, you're married? Married a year. And then you look at that woman who's just said 20 years. And
is it ever the guy who says that?
The guy is always like just waiting so he doesn't fuck it up so he can get blown that night.
he's already putting in the effort. He left the house.
Yeah. He's already been there. He didn't want a fucking pop quiz. But then you look back at the woman who's married 20 years and she's like, it's a year, bitch. You know, so women care until they care about the next thing.
Right.
I'm just saying we need to drop this whole anniversary bullshit.
Okay.
Fast forward to our 1 year anniversary. He confessed to me that he was in LA after we met. He slept with a fuck buddy. I was very upset and had to take some time to process. After a few days, we talked. He gave a heartfelt apology. And I decided to see if we could make it work. Now, almost 2 years later, he treats me very well and things are generally great. But sometimes this lie will pop into my head. And it makes me so upset that I will pick a fight with him over something stupid. This has gotten better over time, but it still really bothers me once in a while. And I know acting this way is not healthy for our relationship. We want to build a future together, but I'm still struggling with this. Do you think this relationship is doomed? Do you have any coping strategies to help me get over this? Open to any and all ideas. XO, can't get over it, bitch. What do you think? Have you ever been in this situation where one lie just sticks out to you?
I think, yeah, there's definitely, I think that it happens with girls don't forget. Oh, I don't know if guys forget. Do you guys forget?
No, women we don't are forget. Americans after 9/11.
Yeah, we don't forget. Well, it's true.
Never forget.
And like, I think I don't think this is that big of a deal. I think this is like a very slight thing. It sounds like they weren't really like.
They've been together 3 years, right?
Yeah, and this happened. It's not like he cheated on her. This was just before they even like had the discussion. He just said that he hadn't done it, but he like had, which I could see at the time being like an unnecessary omission. Like, oh, I haven't seen anyone since we met versus like, oh, yeah, I slept with someone like a week after we met. Like, I could see why he might just like leave that out or not say something.
I'll say totally. I could see why he left it out. I could also, the fact that he came to you and told you makes it different than you like unearthing this big secret. Doesn't that help
that definitely
him?
Stands for, that's definitely like a much better scenario because like, then it's like he's honest.
Totally. And also he's like, to me, if I'm going to like you know, kind of like dig through his psychology on this and like the reason that I would do it if I was him. If I'm thinking, man, I really like this girl. I'm planning on getting married with her. We're living together. I want clean conscience. You know what I mean? That's the only reason I would tell her.
In the first place.
In the first place. Because I'm like, listen, I'm so sold on this girl that I want nothing.
Well, knowing her reaction, do you think you would still feel that way, knowing that she'd still pissed about it?
Well, now he's probably kicking himself. He's like, fuck it. This is the reason I get in fight. Like, but this is what I'm saying. Like, he thought so highly of your relationship that he's like, I need to make sure that there's nothing in my past that could ever ruin this. And, you know, the longer this gets out, the more this becomes a thing in my brain.
Right.
Like, it was a thing enough for him to bring up. That's my biggest, like, that's why I kind of like trust him. It's a thing for him to bring up that he felt the need to get it out of his backstory. So my kind of advice, like, and also like for this guy, like, let's think of like marriage in general. Like, if we want to think about marriage and how long and hard it is. Like, the fact that, like, you found someone that is, like, that you're enjoying.
That first paragraph seemed like, great. Sounds like you guys are great.
Go get it. Like, if you guys are enjoying each other's company and, like, this one thing, like, it's one thing if he's in contact with his fuck buddy still, if he's being cagey about it, if he had held it from you. Those would all be different stories. But this story specifically where it's, like, he was like, listen, I just want to get this out of us so we're, like, good to go. It's almost like... it's almost like a flight that, like, before the flight, they're like, we just got to, like, clean up the plane first.
Right.
And he's like, then we can take off and we're off to Mexico. You know?
Like, she's like, no, I actually found this pile of garbage on this plane. Now I don't know if I want to go to Mexico.
Now we're delayed. Let's delay this for another 3 hours. And you're like, wait a minute. We can all fly with this garbage, right?
I think I understand. The female brain is interesting because it's like, you don't want to be pissed off about these things. You want to let it go. She sounds like she really like loves this guy. Wants to be with him. But like, but at the same time, you do like occasionally get these like little brain memory things and you're like, and you kind of kick yourself for letting someone off the hook because you're like, I don't want to be like, well, should I be more angry at this? And then like they pick up a fight that's not about that because you want to be angry, but you kind of like feel weird about bringing it up again. I think it's like you.
And also think of the time, she's relating it to the timing of where they are now. She's not relating it to the one makeout at a bar and then he went and fucked. Like, you know, now they know each other enough where he would never do that. But then he knew you as one chick. He didn't know you were going to end up together. Also,
it sounds like it's more about the lie, I think.
But the lie is over. Like, and also because the lie becomes bigger to her, I think, because she thinks of like how much she trusts this person now.
Right.
She has to revert back to that first time. There were no promises made. That's kind of, you know, I just think anytime she brings this up, it's such a small thing that he's, and here's what guys will do. Here's what I would do. Every time she brings it up, I'd be like, fuck it. You know who didn't bring this up? My fuck buddy.
No, definitely don't. That's going to get him in serious shit. There'd be nothing more annoying to hear than that.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm saying this is the more you itch at this scab, the more he's like, you know who I don't have this scab with? You know,
like, definitely don't say that shit.
I'm not saying to say that, but I'm saying for her, like, you're bringing up such a small issue at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
When everything else is good.
And
also, you have nothing to fight about now.
Right.
This is, when you create fights, when there's not, like, you have no kids, you have no mortgage together, you have nothing. Okay? You're just two young people that are supposed to be having fun and getting to know each other. Even still, even though you think you've been 3 years in and you're the old married couple, you're not.
Right.
Because if you're going to spend a life together, you're going to be 50 together.
Well, I agree. I think she should definitely let this go. It's a little easier said than done. I think the thing
easier said than done.
I think the thing to understand in that kind of scenario is like think about why that thing makes you so mad. And it's usually not because of the thing at hand. It relates to a bigger issue that you have in general, maybe in dating or like in relationships or some sort of like historic thing with your parents about maybe like trust or like or like thing. It's like never really about the actual thing. So the reason because that thing you can get over, it doesn't sound like he's still in contact with this person or like, I don't think it's about that. I think it's about some other bigger thing that...
You think that him doing this relates to something else in her life?
Yeah, that might not like, even be about him. It's about her. So, but she's taking it out on him. So, like, if I were her, I would really ask myself, like, what is it about this thing that I can't let go of? Why is it so annoying? What is it triggering for me when I think of it that makes me so upset? And then kind of address that personally. You don't even need him for that because, again, it's not really about him. It's about you and why that thing upsets you. And then once you figure that out, I think you'll be able to let it go.
And also realize how much worse that could be.
Exactly. I mean,
like,
yeah.
like the idea, like...
There's
like,
a lot of shitty people out there.
There's a lot of shitty people, and there's a lot of people that just don't match, that end up together just because they feel they have to get together. Here's a few things that if he's doing, I'd be upset about. If he's following her on Instagram, if he's liking her pictures, if the story you're telling us isn't exactly the full story and you found this out, these are all different things that change our opinion.
Right.
But if these things aren't happening, look at how much worse it could be. Look at how much like, yeah, and I'm not saying that to defend him and the action. Like the action to me, like if he had just come back and been like, yeah, I had sex with one girl while you were away, like, would this really be better?
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be.
It probably wouldn't be. Would you be at the good place you are now with him?
Mm-hmm.
If in the first month he was like, I fucked a girl when I went back to LA.
Maybe you wouldn't. Yeah. Maybe he saved your relationship.
Maybe
you should thank him.
This guy is a hero.
And I think that it relates to a bigger thing that a lot of girls have, which is like kind of when things are going well, you get like a little bit of like a need for like a little drama. And like
I hate that so much.
I don't like, I experience it too. I can speak from like personal experience.
Sure.
It's like things are going really well, like you're happy, and then you're like, shit, like this is kind of boring. Like I need to like fuck it up somehow a little bit.
Just let him eat your asshole at that point. Like, what? Why do we have to like why I hate that so much.
No,
when
I know.
Girls
I
just...
think that I think it's a very like it's I hate it in myself. I don't like when that comes out, but I think sometimes it's just like, what do you mean everything's going great? That's not like
let me throw some kerosene on this for
I need to start shit. Like this is getting a little like, let's like, you know,
I
let's
get that.
Heated.
Let's get heated. Let's get some drama in here. I get that, but I'm always so annoyed by that. I'm always like, what?
Especially, it's the week before my period. I'm starting shit about, you know, things you did 4 years ago. I don't give a shit.
I always play dead in that situation. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's the worst. Because that's, you're not giving us the reaction.
No,
we desperately
no reaction.
Crave.
I always come back to, no
always,
kids, no mortgage.
I'm out of here. No, I like freak out and then feel terrible about it and then apologize like shortly after. It's very healthy.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Let's play some games.
Let's play some games.
Okay, let's play Red Flag or Deal Breaker.
We got to do some Fuck, Marry, Kills, too, on
some
future episodes. So we should definitely do that.
We'll do those next time.
Next time, we'll do a Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay, so Red Flag or Deal Breaker, they've had sex with someone of the same sex, if you're straight. Or, like, hypothetically, you know, if they're gay, they've had sex with someone of the opposite sex.
Well, I don't know.
Do you consider that cheating? If you're with a girl and she had sex with a woman?
I've had this situation.
Really?
And, had sex with a woman, and I was like turned on by it.
So you were into it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, but like I also
wasn't. Neither red flag nor deal breaker. Red flag, at least.
It's a red flag. We were seeing one another, and it's a loose translation. She had been wanting to bring like a girl into the bedroom, and like that was like on the,
so she was like
on
bye.
The agenda. And right. This one night I didn't show up, and there was another girl, and they like,
you didn't show up?
Well, I wasn't there, and okay. They got down, and I was like, I was sent a video of this, and I was like, that's hot. And I was like, but also that makes me think for like future. I'm like, yeah, this isn't the mother of my kids, you know, like,
because Because she like is having extramarital sex or not marital? It's more, obviously,
it's more like
out of relationship, or it's just more like that's you're just not into like you're not attracted by people, or is it like a I don't know
what it was. It was just more that like I was more like. Okay, this is the crew you associate with. That's not really like who I'll be associating with.
Okay.
I don't know. It's probably not fair. But at the same time.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that fair.
But like I didn't hook up with a girl.
Or a guy.
Or a guy. So I'm like, right. I don't know. I guess it was more hot to me than anything else. But I guess if we're going red flag deal breaker, it's a deal breaker for future, right. Future red flag for now.
Can I ask, like, when guys say, I don't see her as mother of my children, or I don't see her as whatever, like, wife material. Like, what does that mean?
Here's
does
what
that
I
mean,
would
like,
say.
If you're a sexual person, you're not seen as that.
It's never to do with. I personally think
mm-hmm.
that you could be as sexually all over the map as possible, but if we're like mentally kicking it off, you know, hitting it off, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So I think like the decision of mother,
wasn't
my
really
kids,
about that.
It's not about that.
Right.
But I'm like, this is like
another thing that's contributing to that. But it wasn't like if that was a one-off event,
it wouldn't be the same. And it also wouldn't be like, I'd be like, yeah, we're already like, and also if we were closer, there would have been a text. There would have been like, hey, get over here now. You know, like,
so just like with the last girl, it's not really about this. It's about like the bigger scheme thing. Of
your
connection
with
her.
It's that, but it's like, this isn't a deal breaker if a girl gets with a girl, but like, you want to be in the know about it. And you also want to know that, like, I think for me as a guy, if the girl I'm with gets with another girl, I want the other girl to be into me too.
Okay.
I have to be involved, and I have to know that this other girl was like thought that I was a formidable person. I think if someone's getting with your guy or girl, like as part of like a three-way situation, I want to know that like she's not being like talking shit about me while it's going on. Like, oh, you fucking with that loser. Like, oh, does he do it like this? Does he do it like
there.
That? I don't want a competition. I want a team event. What do you think? If your guy got with a guy, what would you?
No, I wouldn't be into that.
You wouldn't be into
that? I would consider that definitely cheating, and like also just like, I don't know. That's just, I wouldn't be into it.
Okay.
With or without the knowledge, I think.
What if you hooked up with a guy, everything's perfect, and you find out that he was like, been with other guys before you?
Before me?
Yeah.
I think if I was already like really into him, then like I would probably like deal with it. It'd probably be like, okay. Wouldn't be like ideal situation for me. But I think if I, like he said that on the first date, I probably wouldn't be interested in that.
Mm.
Which is an interesting thing about like, you know, how much things are red flags or deal breakers.
Well, that's why we're here.
You know them.
Well, this is why we're here to speak honestly.
Exactly.
Like the Facebook answer would be, whatever it is, you are. But it's like, no, you can't hide.
Real.
You know, when you salivate because you smell a steak, that's because you want steak.
Exactly. You know, like, for me, it would be like, oh, it'd be like twice the guy. Now I have to worry about you, like, looking at other guys too. Like, it's like it's like literally now the whole population is like up for sexual competition.
Yes.
It's like
everyone's fair game.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay, what about they're perfect in every way, but they're gluten, dairy, and soy free?
Gluten, dairy, and soy free. So what are they eating?
They're having, grilled chicken.
I gotta say,
vegetables.
Are they really gluten free? Are they celiac?
They're very they're very into their like body.
Well,
they have a great body, let's say.
Because here's the problem: there's this gluten free people that are not gluten free.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to be gluten free. So like, if it's disease, I'm like, okay, fine.
If it's disease, it's okay. If it's annoyingness, it's
Fine. If it's you being a part of like the thing, deal breaker.
Would you rather be the girl if she was 15 pounds heavier but wasn't annoying about eating, or 15 pounds lighter?
I've always said I'd rather be with a girl with 10 to lose.
Okay.
That's my type.
10 to lose. Nice.
The 10 to lose. But that sounds worse than it is.
Just put that on your
looking for
bio.
Someone 10 to lose. No, yeah. I'm saying like 10 pounds higher better than 10 pounds lower.
I think that's
every guy.
Really?
Like, I think that, like, I've never had a guy come up to me and be like, oh, check out that girl in the loose yoga pants. Like, that never happens. It's always check out that girl with the fucking ass that, like,
you, so weird because girls, like, don't, it's like they can never get into that, I think.
It's
like,
crazy.
Mentality.
But then now you see on Instagram, there's like all this, like, listen, I wish I had the support of a plus size model. No one gets more support than a plus size. No one's braver. No one has done it. You know, like, but, you know, that's the world we live in.
Fair. All right.
What about you? Celiac, like gluten, all that stuff for deal breaker or red flag?
I think deal breaker. It's not, it's like if I'm trying to be with someone for like ever, that's just like not really something. Again, if it's a medical condition.
I don't think it's forever. That's the thing with these people. I don't think that they're doing that forever. I think it's like
I don't like guys who eat healthier than me.
No.
That's like, yeah, that's deal annoying. Breaker. Cause it's like, I try to eat like kind of healthy, but like, I'm not that into, if I'm with a guy and he's like obsessive about what he's eating and I think it's like not sexy.
I think the thing is like, I think the real difference is, can you put it away for a date?
Right.
Like,
how intense are
you? It's one thing if during the day the girl's like on her schedule. Like, if I try to eat on a schedule and I'm trying to really be healthy and lose weight. So I get that perspective. But if you can't give it up for a Friday night, Thursday night, Saturday night, or Sunday during the day,
there's no balance.
If there's no balance, then like, what are we doing here? That's the only thing you can do to have fun with your significant other at some point.
Right. Eating is a big part of being in a relationship.
It's the only part for me. And hairy vagina.
That's what's on the menu.
I keep bringing it up.
Yeah, you're trying disgusted. To instill it.
Every time I say it.
Yeah, I make a face every time you say it. I don't like it. Would you rather date someone who refuses to text or refuses to call?
Refuses to call.
You're fine with the no calling?
Fine with it. We'll talk in person. We'll get info out over text. And also nothing worse than the girl who's like, I like to talk on the phone. Nothing worse than that.
Why?
Because she's...
It's more intimate.
Hold on.
Not in the beginning. In the beginning, it's weird.
I'm saying that girl is just doing it just to like... You're pushing too hard to be old school and cool and interesting. Just go with it and talk to me in person.
No, I think that's in the beginning. I agree. It's like any form of communication that we can have to just like make this in-person thing happen is fine.
Totally. The girl you meet on an dating app who's like, well, I will go out with you once I've had a phone conversation with you. It's like, okay.
I don't like guys who, I wouldn't like guys who call
either. Ask your dad for, you know, his permission.
Exactly.
Like, well, you can't be on the 2017 version of the dating app and then look for the 1950 treatment.
He's such a gentleman. He called.
Yeah. No, I can fake call anybody. I can fake being a gentleman. Why wouldn't you want like the natural thing that I want to do?
Yeah, I could. I mean, like in the beginning, I feel the same. I think eventually it's like nice to like have a call.
It's always like, nice to have a call, but there's like, you know, this is the world we live in. Why do we have to like...
You haven't seen someone in a while. It's nice to... If you're away.
If you're dating this person...
Maybe you're away. It's nice to be called. I don't know.
If you're
like,
away, you would be seeing that person the next
day. I'm that annoying girl that likes
the
call.
It's okay to like.
Here's also why I like that. I think if you're away and you're like doing your own thing, it's nice to just instead of like texting all day where you're more distracted by the thing, you have like a 10-minute call and then you're like done for the day and like you got to catch up with them. It's more intimate. You had more of a back and forth and then like you both do your own thing. It's much more conducive to living in the moment.
I see the benefits of a relationship call.
Right. Early
in the game, putting up this like thing where if you don't call, you're a bad person. Like, I just think that you're like putting up too much of a wall.
I think blanket rules are like lame. I don't do this, that, or anything else. Like, blanket statements are like usually a red flag in themselves for me.
Totally. And it's a way to like compensate. It's a way to like, you know, make sure that it's a way of like protecting yourself. Like, I will not do this. And it's like, yeah, because you're afraid of being vulnerable in the situation
like
that you're not
like
comfortable.
You sound like you suck. So, like, don't do that with someone else. Okay. I think we're out of time, but this was so much fun. And we'll be back next week.
This is the You Up Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Go give us a rating on iTunes.
And email us at youup, that's UUP, at betches.com. And ask us, if you're a guy, you can also ask us
We'll have some guy questions next week.
And we're here to give you the unfiltered take on all the stupid shit you're doing in relationships.
That and vagina.
No, yeah.
Back, okay. Back next episode. All right.
Betches.